You've done a lot of these. Any idea how many?
Actually, no idea, but I'm guessing probably of these concert Songs of the Soul, maybe 25 concerts in different parts of the world. Actually, 25 different places, but that's not the amount of concerts. It's more like 60, 70 concerts.
We think, I heard in the last couple of days, it could be as many as 140, so you've done a lot of them.
I've done a lot, yeah.
Did you have to think long and hard about becoming part of this, or was it something that just became automatic? I want to go on Songs of the Soul, I'll create a little ensemble, or is there a history behind that?
Well, I was very privileged to be invited to perform, and I'm actually really first started getting a group after Sri Chinmoy had passed, just after he had passed. I'd had a kind of just all-male choir before then, and then I just started bringing the keyboard into it and inviting a few other musicians, bass players, and we put together a little ensemble. And then on the rare occasions, they asked for something big, so then I would put this big, have a choir of 50 people, a whole string section, a horn section. And then they grew from there, and I just started going, oh, okay, I'm experimenting with Sri Chinmoy's music in different ways, from just solo performances to little ensembles to huge, big choirs. So, and then, yeah, the opportunities have arisen with these Songs of the Soul concerts going all around the world.
So in the 7 years, you can see that not only has your own music production or a vision of how Guru's music could be performed, but also, you know, how it's communicating and reaching people has changed as well.
Absolutely. I think we're going through it, so we're learning how to kind of get better at kind of experimenting with Sri Chinmoy's music in the best way that we can and raise our standards, get better. And yeah, we are noticing from the audiences that people are becoming more receptive, or they're wanting this type of music more. You know, the feeling, the quality behind the music. So one thing is the music itself on the surface, but behind, what does the music have behind it, and where is it coming from, and how can it help you? So that's really, I think, what we're noticing in the public is that they're craving this kind of joy that they get, or healing that they get from this kind of music. And you really notice it in the comments and the reactions from the audience afterwards.
Well, certainly last night, people commented specifically about your group, Perfect Happiness, and so on. Is there a story about how that song became part of your repertoire?
Well, it was more that I just, you know, Sri Chinmoy's written a lot of just soulful melodies, as well as all kinds of, you know, a whole range of different qualities of music. But very often, you're drawn to these kind of soulful, slow, haunting melodies. And I just thought, you know, in my repertoire, if I'm going to start performing and doing my own concerts, I need to get some of Sri Chinmoy's faster songs, upbeat songs, happy songs, you know. And so you have variety in your performance, and he's written a lot of those songs. So when you start to search, you go, wow, Sri Chinmoy's written a lot of them. And this particular song, he's written a lot of happiness songs. I thought, I need something that just makes people smile, it's upbeat. And this song just stood out, and I thought, wow, let's have a go. And this is what I came up with, yeah.
You've obviously performed it many times, besides with this ensemble. Has it changed or evolved for you how you perform it?
It's just magical every time, and I think, yeah, it's just like with all Sri Chinmoy's music, it reacts to where you are in any place and time. So, you know, if you're in a different place, kind of, you know, mentally, physically, wherever you are spiritually, then the song has a different reaction to you, has a different meaning, and it's just the message every time hits you. Doesn't matter how many times you hear it. Perfect happiness minus expectation. Perfect happiness is, I've got to get the words out. That's the problem, you know. When you sing the words, it flows, and then when you say the words, you forget them.
So in a way, it's almost like a mantra that everybody needs to know, be reminded about Perfect Happiness or any of the songs that groups are performing. And even though you've memorized it 100% when you perform it, every day we need to be reminded about many things, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what Sri Chinmoy's these messages are. These poems, they're beautiful poems, really. And poems you can just recite, and they're the same. And I love music. I get such joy playing music. So then to have these powerful poems put to music is just a thrill. And then to have the opportunity to give that song all the energy by having all these people come around the world and have great musicians like Shamit on the cello and people who are professional musicians and be able to write arrangements for them. And then we all come together and we perform this just magical piece where you feel Sri Chinmay's message is shining through. The whole thing just lifts up. You feel when you perform it, you lift up on stage and the audience is elevated and the whole thing is, and with this song, it's all happiness. It's just, you know, it's just such a thrill. And everyone, you can see everyone smiling. You have to smile to perform it. And the audience is happy. It's great. It's a great finale piece. Yeah.
You, obviously, when you do the tour like this, it does something for you in terms of your consciousness, in terms of where you want to be. The audience receives something. And I was going to say, one of the ironies about performing in this hall tonight is, in fact, that Sri Chinmoy Guru had actually, has at least done one, if not two, performances himself. And so you're kind of bringing him back to a place where he's already perhaps been, the vibration is well known. Mm. It's pretty cool.
It's very cool. I mean, it was so special for us to go and listen to Sri Chinmoy play when he was here, and what a treat, and we really value that now. And then to have the privilege, it really is a privilege, to say we can perform his music and share it, and his energy, his light comes through what we do. I mean, God, what an honor, what a privilege. So you do feel that, and every now and then you get these really heightened moments of just feeling of gratitude that you're even able and have the opportunity to do it. And it is very special to all of us that Sri Chinmoy played here, and we're his students, we're following in his footsteps, and we're continuing his legacy of inspiring people through music and through poetry.